Facilitator.
I'm the facilitator. Now I sound like Schwarzenegger.
Maria, I'm the facilitator.
I'm the facilitator. I'm going to find Polly B.
You sounded Jamaican there at the end.
I did?
Yeah. Man, I'm going to find Polly B.
Oh, did man. I say man?
No, and then next thing you know, you're going to sound Irish. He's in every nationality and every accent.
Well, that's good. I'm very, worldwide.
Yeah, you're well-rounded.
Very well-rounded.
You're a renaissance man. You're reading your poetry and playing your harpsichord.
Harpsichord?
Once again, you're listening to two idiots laughing for 2 hours.
That's true. And that's all you're getting.
All right, so... What did we get on this tangent?
Chris, before you get involved here, can I...
Do we need to play a public service?
I may need to. I guess I forgot to shut that off. All right. And as Chris said, you're listening to two idiots.
Two idiots giggling into microphones, broadcasted on 91.5 FM All frequency. Right.
What do you want to hear? Pet adoption?
Yeah, pet adoption. You know, I'm big into pet adoption. I adopted two. Well, I adopted more than two, but two right now are adopted that I have.
Okay. Then we'll do that.
Bento in 2010 from a
show. Sorry about that.
His cat makes him a guard. Always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically.
I don't think this is the best recorded PSA ever, do you?
Keyboard cat, YouTube star, and shelter cat. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you.
You know,
brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We'll go back to back.
Where are the Beach Boys coming from? And don't say Torrance, California.
I have no idea.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I got out my mat, and I'm doing a downward dog, and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town, and he gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows
having the parties.
This little face.
I put peanut butter on my privates and he licks it off.
Hey! Hey! Amazing adoption stories. That's where the Beach Boys are coming from.
Brought to you by Maddie's Humane Society of the United States.
I got a chihuahua and it's awesome.
All right, enough.
Okay.
You.
Fine. I'll stay quiet for the next 57 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think you will.
All right, facilitator. So what am I doing, the news?
Facilitator.
The facilitator. He's coming to facilitate.
I'm the facilitator. Head for the choppers. Get to the chopper.
All right. Here's your news.
That's not your news.
It is our news. Do you have news music for me?
I don't know.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Is it breaking news?
I don't know. Breaking news and breaking wind. What's the difference? law-abiding pervert faces child porn rap. He claims, I'm not a pedophile. I'm just a pervert. Suspect 76-year-old gentleman from Florida declares. So a Florida man suspected of possessing child porno asserted that he was not a pedophile, instead telling police that he was a law-abiding pervert, according to records.
Law-abiding pervert?
I'm a law-abiding pervert, sir.
What?
Yep.
What does that even mean?
I don't think this guy was playing with a full dick. As investigators were executing a search warrant last month, at his residence, Anthony Corio... 76 admitted that he looked at crazy pornography, a practice that he anticipated could lead to contact by law enforcement. Cops searched Corio's home in Port Orange, a city just south of Daytona Beach, Florida.
Of course.
After initially receiving a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, a search of Corio's email account had turned up numerous images and videos of sexual performances by a child, according to Volusia County.
Was that drop wrong?
Oh, I don't know. I think our whole show is. While investigators arrived to seize his computer equipment and electronic devices, Corio was asked if he knew why they were there. Do you want to hear his answer?
No. But you can tell us.
Because I look at porn on the internet. Asked what kind of porn he looked at. Corio replied, something we can't say on the air. Just a lot of crazy blank. Right. Mm-hmm. Corio wanted to make something clear. I am not a pedophile. I'm just a pervert. He also described himself as a law-abiding pervert. Despite these protestations, Corio reportedly also told police he was guilty of possessing illicit images of children. After a search of his computer, investigators found more than 4,000 photos and videos depicting porno of children. Wow. Corio is locked up in the county jail, thank God, where he is being held without bond. Get this scumbag off the street.
Absolutely.
Know any hot chicks in England?
Do I? Yeah.
Would you like to meet one more?
Okay.
Her name, please look her up on the internet. Please Google image her. Her name is Tracy Kiss. K-I-S-S, Kiss. Why is Tracy in the news, you ask?
I have a good feeling.
Well, she has some advice for all of us. You want to beat the flu this winter? This mom of two swears she never catches colds by drinking sperm smoothies. Once again, from Buckingham, England, Tracy Kiss, 29, puts a spoonful of her best friend's donated semen into her drink every morning in a bid to boost her immunity. The personal trainer has previously advocated using sperm as a facial ointment. On her bizarre... On her bizarre beverage concoction, she said, I've been feeling run down and had no energy, but now I'm full of beans and my mood has improved. I got something to tell you. It's like beer. It's better from the keg, if you know what I mean.
I think I dated her in the 80s.
Wait a minute. She's 29. She wasn't alive in the 80s. I hope you didn't. It can taste really good, depending on what my friend has been eating. My other mates think I'm strange, but I don't give a toss. Tracy, who is vegan, roped her 31-year-old single pal into giving her his semen. He comes around with a fresh tub 3 times a week.
A fresh tub
of goo.
That's got to be code for something.
Hello. Well, another article I read.
Hello, I got a fresh tub.
I got a fresh tub of goo. I got it in the takeout container from the Chinese food place. I know he doesn't. I know he's healthy. Doesn't smoke, drink, or do drugs. And I made him have an STI check. She said, "When I first approached him."
Oh well, that makes it all much better.
Yeah. Hey, he's healthy. He just has syphilis. When I approached him, he was
I know now for a fact. I just dated her.
When I first approached him, he was concerned I'd used it to impregnate myself. But once I convinced him it was for my beauty regimen, he agreed. After all, he has a regular supply on hand.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she was being cheeky there. Tracy, a qualified nutritional advisor, has been drinking it every day for the past month and stores it in the fridge alongside her weekly groceries. She mixes the semen with fruit, seeds, coconut, or almond milk, but is also happy to drink it on its own.
Oh, my God.
She says every batch tastes different, depending on what he's been eating. If he's been drinking alcohol or eating something particularly pungent like asparagus, I ask him to give me a heads up so I don't drink it neat.
And heads up would be the operative word right there.
Things like pineapple and peppermint make it taste better, but I'll happily take it straight off a spoon, usually.
Oh, my God.
Tracy has filmed a YouTube video where she talks through her unusual remedy and explains what it tastes like. And, Polly, if you would like to turn me up, we can hear Tracy in her own words.
Okay.
Tracy, take it away. Before we do, I just want to add a couple of other things here, is that Tracy also has been using this as a beauty aid, supposedly on the advice of her skin doctor. Why? She has what's called rosacea, so I don't know. All right, Tracy, tell us what's going on here.
Being a personal trainer and nutrition advisor, I'm very much into fitness and a clean and healthy body. There are surprisingly a lot of nutritional benefits from
She's a looker.
Semen, some of which I'm going to read out to you now. So 1 teaspoon of semen contains over 200 proteins, several helpful vitamins, minerals including vitamin C, calcium, chloride, citric acid, fructose, lactic acid, magnesium, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, sodium, vitamin B12, and zinc. Wow, that's a lot in a shot. Please excuse the pun.
Polly, you don't smoke, do you?
No.
You're healthy, aren't you?
I believe so, sir.
There you go. We have a girl for you. She's 29 and she's living in England, and you could help make her complexion and her outlook on life better.
Well, that's what I, that's my outlook on life.
You mean that's your aim?
Aim.
To improve her complexion?
Yes. To improve complexion and the, the betterment of the world. If that's even a word.
It is a word. Yeah. Once again, Tracy Kiss. Look her up. She's a peach.
Yeah.
In a world full of plums, she's a peach.
She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all we
covered
have.
Covered in jizz. What?
She must be fun at parties, I tell you.
Well, thank you, Christopher.
Yeah. I hope you're better for knowing that information.
I definitely feel like, my world is better by knowing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you kids, go out and,
grab a spoonful.
No.
Grab life by the spoonful.
I can't even say it. Anyways, thank you, Christopher.
Yeah, so many ladies with bad complexions, You know a guy?
For our silly news. I know a lot of girls out there with bad complexions that I'm not sure they would, would go that route, but...
Maybe they should.
Maybe they should.
Get a rosy complexion. The holidays are coming. You want to look your best.
You do want to look your best around the holiday season, and if you want to be a Mrs. Santa, you definitely need some sperm on your face.
So there's also another YouTube video of hers showing her beauty routine where she rubs it in and leaves it in for 15 to 20 minutes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And she's really serious about it, too, I guess.
I appreciate the news, Christopher.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure anyone else does.
And our Seinfeld music has run out. It's 3:14 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up, of course, as you all know. And you want to take us out, and then we'll be back with some more nonsense, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you're listening to the Giddy Up.
What do you guess?
For now, you are. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford. All Chili right. Peppers. Nice.
All right, kids. We'll be right back.
Stop addicted to the shindig. Chop, chop, it's just like you. Far more shocking than anything I ever knew. Right on cue. Distant us into the reservation. Defunct the pistol that you pay for. Just pump the feeling that you stay for. In time, I want to be your best friend. Eastside love is living on the west end. Knocked out before you better come to. Don't die, you know the truth is some do. Go write your message on the pavement. Burn so bright, I wonder what the wave meant. Kickstart to go to generate hub. Sweet talk, but don't intimidate hub. Can't stop the gods from engineering. Feel no need for any interfering. Your image in the dictionary. This life is more than ordinary. Can I get you maybe even three of these? Coming from a space to teach you of the Pleiades. Can't stop the spirits when they need you. This life is more than just a read-through.
Let it ride.
right. One of our most favorite songs here at the Giddy Up, a little BTO, Bachman Turner and Overdrive, great band, local band, which is even better, right?
I think they're from Canada.
No, they're not, Christopher.
I think they are.
No. I don't know. They're from Bachman. Bachman, Boston.
Oh, man.
Anyways, welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up here at 91.5 in the beautiful state of
Medford.
Wow, I almost said Malden. 51 degrees. So, you know, it's fall.
Yep, then they agree with us out there. And you know what? I got married in the fall.
You did get married in fall, and I was actually the best man at your wedding, which was...
Wait, that's how we met.
was a privilege, that's right.
That's how we met.
That's right, because...
He was in the hallway.
I was your
and
wife...
And he was in a tuxedo.
Your wife's ex-boyfriend.
No, actually, Polly just hangs around places in tuxedos. You're the best man?
Anyway.
Sure.
No, me and Chris have been best friends since like five. But welcome back, kids. And we're going to get back to the music. But Christopher has a very, very special request. And you take it away, sir.
Yeah, if you listen to the lyrics, this is really... It's especially one part in it that really describes how I feel about my wife. And this is by the Rolling Stones from Exile on Main Street, Loving Cup.
God bless you, brother. And happy anniversary.
Thank you. fades out.
Wow, what a great song, and I love seeing my best friend over there just enjoying himself and having a good time.
Oh,
and,
we love us some Rolling Stones, don't we?
Oh my, of course we do. We love us some Rolling Stones. We love us all rock and roll as well. But happy anniversary to you and Aubrey.
Thank you.
My heart goes out. And I know it's weird, it's Veterans Day, and then their anniversary was yesterday, but I'll tell you, that overtakes, for me, my heart.
Oh, bless you. Thank you. Now let's get back to fart jokes.
You want to do fart jokes now? Anyways, 3:30 in the afternoon, and man, we've had like a full show almost. Isn't it?
Oh my God, 3:30! Wow,
3:30.
Felt like I just walked in the door.
Happy anniversary, Aub! If you're listening in, and I just want to tell you I love you, and God bless you for putting up with this guy for 9 years. Anyways, okay. What would you like to do, Christopher? Would you like to do our
the big old wheel?
Well, we already did the wheel, so it landed on 1996, correct? And yep. So you can take it away.
All right. So what we're going to do is start off with number 20 from this day in 96. Giddy Up Approved Bands. Soundgarden.
Absolutely.
Burden in My Hand. From I just got a text. That's right, God bless me.
I love Soundgarden. And you know I do.
I know you do. From the Misunderstood second album by Weezer, here's El Scorcho, which is, the follow-up to their first album. This album, Pinkerton, was panned originally. And then years later, it's wow, this is their best album, isn't it? Kind of like how Paul's Boutique was with the Beastie Boys, too. And we just played Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. Great girl-led group, Republica. Wow. I think this is my song of 96.
Wow, you just blew me away.
This is us, ready to go. I called Paulie and I played this on the back one. Hey, I'm coming to pick you up. Are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Number 17, I don't have a clip from this, but it is Aneurysm by Nirvana. Number 16, Master P. If I could talk, I'd tell you. Master P featuring Steady Mobin, Maya X, Moby, Dick, and Odell. And I do not know how this ended up on the alternative rock. I have zero recollection of this. But I do know you know this song.
So
if it plays, Lady Picture Show, Stone Temple Pilots. From the Tiny Music from the Vatican Gift Shop, which, if you asked the late, great Scott Whelan, he said this was his favorite SQP album.
And I actually did. When I met him, honestly, at Gillette Stadium. Well, it wasn't Gillette Stadium at that time.
It was Foxborough. It was a dump back then. And I saw these guys at Foxborough Stadium opening up for a little band from Ireland called U2. This is the Fun-Loving Criminals with Scooby Snacks.
I love Fun-Loving Criminals.
Paulie, when I play the next song, you're going to go, I'm building a time machine and going back to 96. Because at number 13 was the great Local H with Bound for the Floor.
And didn't I play this last week?
You sure did. Wow. This chart keeps getting better and better and better. At number 12, a band we played earlier, and of course a Giddy Up favorite, a little band from Seattle. Hail, Pearl Jam. Little band. They may have made their mark in the world or not. We're not sure. They only sold out 2 shows at Fenway Park this summer. Great song, Hill Hill, from the Vitalogy album. From the Epics double album coming next is the Smashing Pumpkins with Muzzle from Infinite Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. If you have like a couple of hours to burn, nothing to do, I suggest you put this on and listen to it from track to track. This is a...
Absolutely.
Oh, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. It's really 2 albums into one, and rumor has it, next year the original 4 are back. And we're at the show. If they want us there or not, we're there. At number 10 is the beautiful songstress, Miss Sheryl Crow. If It Makes You Happy, singing more songs about her hating her ex-boyfriend.
She makes me happy just looking at her.
At number 9 is a band called 311. I'm sure you know them. This song, great sounding song, but if you listen to the lyrics, dumb.
Yeah, dude, I always loved 311. Always loved 311.
A couple weeks ago, Paulie and I were driving home, and we heard this next band, not this song, but another song by theirs, and we were just wetting our pants laughing. This is Cake with The Distance. And we were laughing at Short Skirt with a Long Jacket. We were hysterically just listening to that song. Listen to this organ part. Sounds like 70s porn music.
It does.
Number 7 coming up is a band from Orange County where the lead singer met Sting when she was 12. We just found out today.
That's right.
Sting told us. Sting was in our car today. He joined us on the ride in. He's still in the green room. Don't Speak, No Doubt, from the epically popular massive album. If you don't have it, you don't have any albums, from Tragic Kingdom. Everybody had it. It was given to you at school,
that is,
I think.
True.
Everyone had it. One of my favorite REM songs, I think it's a little underrated. It's called Bittersweet Me, from Low Adventures and Hi-Fi. In my opinion, Low Adventures was the end of the classic REM era. After that, it was different. This was the last one. But I love that.
Honestly, I was never an REM fan.
You used to make me play Losing My Religion so you would sing it every day.
I'm just saying. It was all depressing music.
Social D and number 5.
Shiny hair. I want all the shiny people on one side of the bus and all the happy people on the other side of the bus.
We're up to Social Distortion, but I was wrong. Number 4, Adam Duritz and his band of Counting Crows with Angels of the Silence from, Counting the Satellites was the name of that album.
Yeah.
Great album. Next one, this song blows me away. I totally forgot about this one. This is a band called The Eels. Kind of a weird arty band. Novocaine for the Soul, a very quirky little number.
Almost sounds like Edie Brickell and the Bohemians, right?
Yep. Next band is very, very, very Giddy Up approved, and this is the number 2 song in 1996. Razorblade Suitcase was the album. Swallowed is the song. The band is Bush, from Shepherd's Bush in England. I wonder if they know Tracy Kiss. I wonder if Gavin's the friend. That's why him and his wife are no longer together.
Yeah, Gavin is a good friend of me and Chris's.
Well, better you, I think. Number 1, I'm going to throw it back to your host, the great DJ, Paul Arthur Brandt.
Okay, 94?
6.
Oh, 6.
Yep. You spun the wheel. Use your massive biceps to swing that big wheel.
All right. 1996, the number 1 song was by Sublime, which, man.
Brad Newell.
We Miss Bradnell.
Where the heck would he have been, huh? If he stuck around.
This was the number one song. What I got in 1996, and we're going to miss him. I'm going to play it out. We'll be right back.
Got to find a reason why my money's all gone. I got a Dalmatian. I can still get high. I can play the guitar like a motherfucking riot. One you got, cause you might get run over or you might get shot. Never had to battle with a bulletproof vest. Never start static, I get it off my chest. Take a small example, a tip from me. Take all of your money, give it up to charity. That's what I got within my reach. The subprime style still straight from Long Beach. It comes back to you, you're gonna get what you deserve. Try and test that, you're bound to get served. Love's what I got, don't start a riot. You feel it when the dance gets hot. I have to pay. I don't get angry when my mom smokes pot. Hits the bottle and goes right to the rocks. Fuck it, I'm fighting, it's all the same. Living with Louis Dow's the only way to stay sane. Let the loving come back to me.
said, forget the day and dream of a girl I used to know.
Hello. Hey, sorry about that, kids.
I was tickling his feet.
He was tickling my feet. And hey, welcome back to the Giddy Up. 3:53. I know it's that time that we have to say
walk, 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 walk.
Exactly. We have to say our goodbyes. But anyways, I want to wish all my brothers and sisters out there a very happy and safe Veterans Day. I cut it out, Chris. Anyways, I'm going to let you take it away first for us.
Yeah, you know, first and foremost, there's nothing that I could say or express to thank the commitment of the people who have served this country. So, Polly, you are at the top of that list, obviously. But for us to sit here and be able to broadcast to you, to have the freedom to speak our minds, to defend the First Amendment, and to make you laugh, to make you cry, we thank you. And from the bottom of my heart, I'm humbled. You know, I'm going to just... We got a couple minutes here. So... One of the things that I'm very, very, I want to say into or whatever is that I feel that employers, even though you don't shut down on Veterans Day, you do need to give the veterans their day. If you have a veteran working for you, give them this one day. That's all they ask for. That's all I'm asking you for. My father was very proud of his service in the Navy, and he would always complain that he never had this day off. He would always say, give me this one day. So please, if you're an employer, give the day. And if you want, give us your boss's number. We'll call them up and embarrass them. Go as fast as you can, as far as you can, for as long as you can.
Thank you, Christopher, for that. And I always get very, you know, emotional on this day. I don't want to, but... I do anyway. Anyways, what Christopher said was point on, and he's right. If you have a veteran working for you, give him the day off with pay. At very, very least, because... We served our country. We did something that most people wouldn't. And anyways, we're not going to bring the show down on a low. I want to thank everybody for listening in. You guys have always been the best. If it wasn't for you, we would not be here. From myself and Christopher, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And say, hey, we're going to take a 166-hour break, and we will always be... piece, Boston Strong, and not even that, America Strong.
Amen. And I think we need to, we owe Sting a big apology. We drove him here today.
We do owe Sting an apology. He came right from the Today Show, and he sang his new song, and we apologize. But you know what? He's not even American, is he?
No.
All right, then. Anyways, boys and girls, thank you very much for listening in to the Giddy Up, because we love you guys. And like I said, stay Boston strong, and we'll see you guys next week, right?
Yo, of course.
All right. And we'll be back with... with Kala. And...
the mustache and Meffa. You should give him a call.
Yeah. You know, I'm getting so clumped.
Yes, a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Yes, a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train.